Another small paragraph in the paper today told of 10 bodies found in the waters just south of Sicily. Would-be refugees who met their death during their voyage of hope on an overcrowded and unseaworthy vessel. It was the second such news item I came across just this week. The victims were given no identities. It just said, 3 children, 2 women, 5 men. Soon to be forgotten, never to be named. Just extra numbers on an endless list of people who are no more. This week we celebrated World Refugee Day, with a thought for those who live in difficulty and hope far from their land and their loved ones. And today, in the Church of Santa Maria in Trastevere, an ecumenical prayer service is to take place in memory of the many who never made it.
For 10 years, more than 10 years, we in the community of Sant'Egidio have started to collect news about people who died mainly in the Mediterranean Sea.
Cecilia Pani is a member of the Sant'Egidio community, a movement of lay people dedicated to evangelization and charity. She's in charge of refugees and migrants.
Because we were struck about so many people dying and nobody could know anything about their story, their names. On the newspapers mainly was only about people coming to Italy like it was an invasion, a problem for southern Italy. And that's why we started to collect names and stories. And now we decided to do something in this occasion for the World Day of Refugee, to pray, to remember people who have disappeared, yes, and nobody can remember their names.
Now we're talking about men, women, children, babies.
Yes, also babies. Families, entire families we have disappeared in the water, and most of them come from Africa, but also from Asia, from Turkey, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from China.
It's for these people that the community of Sant'Egidio, together with the Italian branch of the Jesuit Refugee Service, the Federation of Evangelical Churches in Italy, the Migrantes Foundation, and the National Caritas Organization, has organized the prayer service entitled Morire di Speranza, to die of hope.
Who are these people? What would you like to say about these people? So that we don't forget them, we don't just think of them as a big problem, you know, turning up on our shores and we don't have place for them and we don't have work for them.
They flew from their countries. Most of them are, well, refugees. They wanted to ask for asylum, but there are also people who escaped their country because of natural disasters. His Holiness Pope Paul VI called them economical refugees. A sort of people who escape their country not only because of political problems, but because their land give them no possibility to live.
You, I assume, have met many of the ones who did make it, because a lot of them end up here at Sant'Egidio. What do they bring with them? What wealth do they have for us?
I think the ones who can reach our country are the strongest, also the most intelligent, the people who have already overcome a lot of problems and a lot of difficulties. That's why I say they are the strongest one, because you need money, you need courage, you need strength and good health to afford all this trip. In the last 10 years, I must say, In Italy we have less refugees, less people from Africa because of political choices. I'm talking about more difficulties in getting visas, and in general Europe has already closed its borders. But the ones who come really make us open our mentality, our eyes on the future, of the real future of the world. That's why it's very important for us, for Europeans, not to get older as an old continent, but understand that our future is only with other people, and in particular people coming from Africa, because really the future of Europe is Africa. As long as the future of Africa is with Europe, I'm talking about the global aging of European population and the need we have of young people working in our factories, in the school, everywhere. And also I'm talking about cultural awareness. Of course, Europe is a continent with a long history of culture, of important events, but now in the globalized world we can only go on if we don't close our borders.
These people, when they set out on their journeys, are they aware of the dangers that they are about to face? Do they know that they might lose their lives in the journey?
Yes, they do, absolutely. And moreover, they pay a lot of money to do this. We can understand how desperate they are if we think that they try this terrible trip aware of all the dangers. And we know this because we met a lot of people who told us the history of their trip. Some of them have traveled for months on foot, by ship, and then in cars, in trains, and by plane too, some of them.
Cecilia told me that general attention was catalyzed in 1999 when two young boys from Guinea-Conakry hid in the belly of an aeroplane in a tragic attempt to reach Europe. She remembers their names.
Yagin Koita and Fode Tonkara. They wanted to go to Europe to study, because in their country they couldn't go to school. Their bodies were discovered in Brussels many days later.
Let's remember these two boys. You said their names, but like them, there are thousands of others. What touches me so much is the babies and the mothers as well. I mean, you can imagine a mother setting out with a child or pregnant on a trip like that. It means real desperation.
I think we can do something to avoid this. I think we can, in Europe, we can work to help Africa in many ways, economically and politically. But this is not enough. I think there is place for these people coming to Europe. We need them. And instead of being scared of invasions, it would be better to avoid such deaths and help them to cross the border in a more secure way. Because the danger is not for us, Europeans, but it's for them, for their life.